Joy here. Rachel and I would like to welcome you to You're All Right, Get Up, a podcast full of laughter, personal stories, encouragement, and often a show about living life. As a disclaimer, our podcast does not offer professional therapy or treat illness. We are a motivational, supporting podcast sharing our life experiences, stories, and laughter. I got a story for you today, Rach.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you sure?
I feel like this is going to be a good one. Your facial expression is very mischievous.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm sorry. People can't see that.
Just take my word for it.
Okay. Yeah. Don't describe it because that may scare some people away.
I was kind of thinking evil elf, but no, I better not.
Oh, ouch.
Maybe evil's too strong. Mischievous.
You can't see my ears though, right? They're all covered up.
I don't want to say anything. She's got pointed ears. I was trying to think of something to rhyme with mischievous.
Ooh, well, I am
mischievous
a little bit.
Munchkin.
Yeah,
it's hard to say.
That fits.
That's more like it. It
fits the size perfectly. Oh my gosh. Well, this story is really about, and I say it's a story, but it's really an observation.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because I had the opportunity to live on a farm.
You lived on it?
I did. Yeah, it was a family farm.
Oh, okay. Your family or just
my family.
Okay.
My family, grandparents, immediate family, my parents and extended family. So we lived on a farm with numerous animals. You know, it's one of those things I look back on and I go, wow, you know, I was really privileged and just blessed to be able to do this.
That sounds cool.
To have a place where you have dogs, cats, horses, goats, ducks, chickens, geese, turkeys,
pheasants,
you know, yeah, pheasants, quails. Let's see, dove. What else am I missing?
Did you say parents? Yeah. Did you have any parents?
Oh, no parents.
Okay. You know why I just threw out pheasants? Because I thought that would probably not be something that you guys had, but how wrong I was.
Peacocks.
Did y'all have peacocks?
We did.
Of course y'all did. Because you said your dad liked birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was a huge bird fan. I mean, he loved any kind of birds and he was great at it. He was just one of those. Matter of fact, before I get into that, one of my favorite photos is, and I've got it on a huge canvas, really, is my dad's hands held out with a very small, just born chicken in his hands. And you can see his clothes with him standing there in the background. He's got on his work clothes. And it is so adorable because his hands are so callous and you can see his farming hands with this small little tiny chicken.
Aww.
And it's just my favorite photo. But anyway, that gives y'all a little bit of an inkling about how significant that is because he loved everything farming and everything to do with it.
So was he a bird whisperer or like animal in general?
So. Okay. I would say so. He was very good with animals just in general. And they would follow him everywhere. You know, it was like, how'd you get them to do that? I mean, because I would go out, see him and pet him and talk to him and this and that and the other. They see him coming. And it's just like, oh, look, there he is. Wow.
Run, or they're run. Like you. They're like, whatever.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, she comes and goes.
Here comes the munchkin again.
Right. There's that munchkin. She occasionally will throw us something to eat. No, they loved Daddy. They really loved him a lot. So it was kind of what I would call just an amazing time, right? To be able to have all of these wonderful, loving, unique animals. But in some instances, it could actually, instead of being like Sleepy Hollow, it might have been a little bit like Creepy Hollow. And I'll elaborate.
Wait, you said creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy. Okay. I just make sure I heard it correctly.
Well, I have to say the reason for that is one particular evening, I had a friend of mine come over.
Was it Ichabod
and
Crane?
It was Ichabod. Yeah.
Sorry.
We were hanging out like we usually do. No, I'm kidding.
Me and old Bob.
I'm kidding. So it would get really dark out there.
You know, yes, it would.
You can see, as you know, I mean, you've lived pretty far out in the country, but you look up, you see the stars just super bright. You know, you might have a street light, you might have a light by your house, something like that, but it's not quite like living in the suburbs or in the city area. I mean, it gets pretty dark and you get used to that. After a while, you're just like, okay, whatever. It doesn't really bother you when you get in your car or drive in or drive out or whatever. I didn't think anything of it. My friend comes out. She's always lived in more of a city area. She comes out and we're talking. We're just standing outside talking in the driveway. and it's dark out and a little bitty light over by the house shining a little bright.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one of the peacocks makes that sound.
And that's loud. wait a minute. Okay, that's what I was saying. I was talking the first time, but I knew a do-over.
Right. And she looks at me. I think her eyes were almost as big as saucers. She was like, what was that? And then just to top it all off, right after that happens, my horse, Blackie, who is at the far end of the pasture, here he comes. And he's black, first of all. And it's dark. And there's no lights right through there. And all you hear is...
me like Sleepy Hollow.
Yes. And because of that, that's why I said it's like Creepy Hollow, right? It was so creepy. She was like, okay, she's just hanging onto her car, almost ready to jump in her car. Is like, okay, he's coming after me. Where's Ichabod, right? I just see like this headless horseman riding up.
Wait a minute, is it Ichabod or Ichabob?
Ichabod.
Really?
Yeah.
All my life I've said that wrong. Right.
Hey, Ichabob.
I thought it was Bob. It's good to know. This is like finding out you sang the wrong words to a song that you loved. I like how we got the Disney image.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, I love that one too. Have you seen it?
I have seen that one.
I'm a big Disney fan anyway, as you know.
I'm just a little disappointed. Okay. I mean, this is, again, like singing the wrong words to a song that you love. And somebody looks at you like, that's not what they're singing.
Edit. Sorry. Edit that. Edit that song. Oh, man. Yeah. Ichabod. And so anyway, she's like hanging on to the edge of her car.
I just feel bad for her.
Yeah, I totally freaked her out. And I'm like, it's okay. Look, that's
I'm surprised that's my horse. I would have taken off running.
The peacocks over there.
I would have just ran.
Yeah, I mean, totally freaked out. And it took a long time before she would even come back out there, like when it was after dark.
So, I would have just been like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Like, you better back up because the car's about to be... It's about to be going.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I know how you feel. We also lived in that area. And so at night, it would be incredibly dark because you have nothing lighting, artificial light.
Yeah.
And I used to park kind of away from the house when I would visit. I think I was probably maybe at college, maybe. So anyway, we had like a little area that where you could turn around. You were backing out of the garage. You kind of did like a turnaround spot.
Right.
And that's where I would always park. So it was kind of a distance from the house. And I was showing my mom something I had bought that was in the trunk of my car. And all of a sudden we heard like this blood curdling scream.
Either
it was a puma.
Yeah.
Or more than likely it was a bobcat. I don't know if you ever heard a bobcat scream.
Yes.
It is creepy.
It is creepy.
And I looked at her and we made eye contact with the glow of the moon on our faces. And I was like, run. Yeah.
Don't look back.
And you know, I could outrun her.
Yeah.
She's my mom and she's a little bit older, the age I am now. And I was like, run. And like, there's like this little part of you thinks, I can knock her down and pass her. No, I would never do that. But I just remember turning to her and her facial expression and I'm like, run. Which is probably the worst thing you can do. Anyway.
Yeah, totally. My mom, she was, she loved the swing right on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd go out
and sit. Oh, I love a swing on a porch.
Yeah, she loved the swing. So she'd go out all times, right? Sometimes at night.
Did it make sound when it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So she was out there one night, particularly. I remember her sitting out there on the porch and it was after dark. And so I think we were in the kitchen. I know I was in the kitchen. And all of a sudden I hear... Y'all. Y'all. The door's like right there because the window kind of overlooks. So I open the door and she's like, hey, do you hear that? And of course, I never heard it after that. So whatever it was, ooh. I didn't hear it. But she heard it and it was a scream just like what you described, a bobcat. And so anyway, she was describing it all. She's like, I think I'm going to come inside now. She's like, if y'all are not going to sit out here with me, I'm going to come inside.
It's funny because where we grew up, it's really different than where we live now, which is in a subdivision, which is great. But I was thinking the other day, it would have been really cool if I had been able to buy property where we grew up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if
yeah,
I had to definitely. Do it over again, I probably would.
Right.
When we first got married and moved out that way. I'm cleaning the kitchen and I'm over wiping down my kitchen table and I'm like, hey, are you kidding?
Right.
You're a big chicken because your husband has to do these meetings at night. Now I feel safe because I'm in a subdivision and my neighbors are great and they keep an eye on me.
Right.
And then I'm like, hey, are you kidding? The first time you heard something weird, you'd been calling 911 every 2 weeks.
To be Ms. like, Davis. Ma'am, it's the same thing as it was last week.
It was a peacock. It's not Ichabod Crane.
Right. Right. Oh, my gosh. That's creepy.
Now, does it feel creepy until you're really surrounded by darkness?
Well, it sounds like somebody actually screaming.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's creepy. It's weird. Ooh. In addition to the peacock and the horse incident, we were well known
of course
to be a landing place for animals with some special needs.
That's cool.
So it was cool. It was very cool. And I enjoyed every minute of it. But the funny thing is so when I worked sort of the veterinary industry, we ended up fostering and or kind of adopting some of these animals. So to the point of sort of the play on Creepy Hollow here, we had a goat that had three legs and got around pretty good, doggone it. I mean, could outrun most any of the horses. And was just a love. I now, won't go into the long stories, but what was that you were going to say?
Was it two front and one back or?
Let's see. It was two front and one back.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
Yeah, he did a real good job. It was lucky, matter of fact.
Oh.
My Uber goat.
Oh, from yeah, season
so
two?
So if anybody's a follower, yeah, it was fantastic. So Lucky was just an amazing goat. Today's episode is brought to you by Endeavor Promotions out of Birmingham, Alabama. If you would like to reach out to them, you can do that at endeavorpromotions.com. And then we had a duck with one eye. There's a
called
little
one eye Jack.
The little story about that was poor little guy, he got attacked by a turtle.
A turtle?
Yeah.
One of those, say a dog
really
or a bobcat.
Snapping turtles.
Hey,
you
those
know?
Things don't play.
Yeah, really. I know. And he was a little guy, too. So he got picked on and aww. It was not right. But but we took him in and it was pretty cool because I got to put him in a bath every day and he would put some medicine on his eye and he would take his little head. We'd fill the bathtub full of water and he'd take his head and he'd dip his head in the water and go up and down and up and down and up and down. And he was so cute. We loved him. He was a lot of fun. And he just mingled right in with all the rest of them. And
of
know.
Course.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of a duck was it?
It was a wood duck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he was really sweet. But he had been handled so much, too, by people that
he was used to.
He
people.
Was used to it. He'd come right up to you. And he was a lot of fun. So we had him. And then we had a special little guy named Omelette. And
was this a chicken?
It was a very large chicken. So I want to share this short, hopefully, a little story about Omelette. He came in one day and his person that had raised him said, I can't really keep him anymore. She kept him inside with her in her apartment.
An apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's hard for
and
a dog.
She had babied. And now this was not just your regular sized chicken. He was pretty good size. He was probably two sizes of a regular standard chicken.
Now, was he so, like overweight where somebody's overfed him or he was just a
no,
big
he was just
structurally?
Big.
Okay.
Yeah, he was just structurally big.
Wow.
The funny thing about Omelette is he was a little spoiled.
Yeah.
And so when he needed a home to land, we just said, you know, hey, we'll definitely take him in, take care of him. So
Time out for just a second. I'm sorry. But I'm just thinking of me living in my apartment on the bottom floor and then you're hearing this, you know how they peck on the ground yeah. looking for stuff.
Right?
Like, why is she always knocking? Or how a chicken.
Who is that?
It's like, what is that sound? In a million years I probably wouldn't have been a chicken. Right. Especially not one named Omelette. Scrambled eggs is at it.
Exactly.
Okay, sorry. I just imagine it. I mean, an apartment.
You could see what Burrito wants.
Like her cat or dog. I mean, he's always doing something.
Yeah.
Because all I could think of is like when we had an apartment, it's in the city. Like you just don't think that there's going to be farm animals in the apartment by you. Okay. I'm sorry. Right. I got distracted.
You'd actually be surprised though at some of the critters that people have.
Like, oh, I probably
you
would
You know
be.
What I mean? Oh my goodness. I'm always a little surprised, but shocked, but also like, oh, okay. Well,
everybody's got
I guess
quirks.
I'm not really that surprised.
I thought Legos were weird.
Yeah. Right. Oh boy. But she was a cool person. And anyway, we decided to take Omelette in, and Omelette loved to play with plastic bottles.
Oh.
So you'd throw the plastic bottle down and he would run and he would flog it. And then, of course, it'd go flying across the room or the ground or something, and he'd go after it. He just thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Like,
he
I'll
had the best
you.
Time with it. Yeah.
Oh. Like a 16 yeah. ounce, 20 ounce bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just, like a plastic bottle of some sort, and you just throw it out there, and he would
nice.
Go, he would go run after it, and then he would flog it, like attack it. And then it would shoot like across the ground.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my gosh. And then he'd go after it again. He was just, he was a hoot. He was a lot of fun. So we really enjoyed Omelette, and he would follow you around, and you know, you could call him and he
of
would
course you could.
He would generally react unless he was
I've never called a chicken. Do you like just say Omelette? Or do you just like
Omelette,
cluck?
Yoo-hoo.
Is that what you did?
I don't think I ever clucked.
Okay. Good to see. I've never called a chicken before.
Now I could call my pet turkey that we had, I could call him and he would respond to me.
What do you mean respond?
From across the yard.
Like he would voice.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can't.
Like he would gobble back.
Oh, thank you. All right. So I would be like, I didn't want to do that, but see, I'm glad you did.
So you would say,
I would
what was his name? Thanksgiving.
I'd be like, Ted. Ted.
Exactly.
Really? he would flutter, you know, a little bit, yeah. Like do his wings and, you know.
Aww.
And he would do that and it would just tickle me. I loved it. It was so fun.
I know this is gonna sound mean. Did you remember?
Oh yeah, yeah.
In band?
Yeah.
Well, you know, her place was like that. They had all kind of rescue animals and they had a turkey.
Oh wow.
Or turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they played a cruel trick on me and said, you need to go get that turkey. And I'm a kid. I'm like 10.
Yeah.
And you know how big a turkey can get?
Yeah.
A male.
They're huge.
And then for them to think that you're going to pick them up,
mm-hmm.
That turned out to be a negative response.
Oh, wow. Did you get like chased or?
I was chasing it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, oh, what are you doing?
Did it chase you back?
No.
Right?
It,
no?
No.
Oh.
Would've. It did some kind of jump in the air like.
What was that again?
I'm pretty short, so it was like at my waist, and all of a sudden it turned around like. You know in Jurassic Park where the first one where the guy is gonna take samples off the island and he wrecks,
yeah.
And there's that dinosaur that has like this headband type thing when it flares out. That's what it looked like. Yes, exactly. It was like all of a sudden. All of a sudden, all those feathers. It was just feathers everywhere. It was like. And I took off running, and they were like laughing because I'd never been around farm animals. And then later, goodness. I was like, well, at least I got a feather out of the deal. But my gosh, that was so cruel.
Oh, wow.
Scary.
It is. I'm telling you, that's why it could be Creepy Hollow.
Like those turkeys will get you. Turkeys will get you.
Especially if you're not used to it. I mean, it'll ruffle your feathers.
I still have flashbacks.
I know they don't leave you. Trust me.
Uh-oh. No, and this is why when I was like, you know, probably 8.
Right. Yeah. It'll stick with you.
Turkey turn around like, oh no, you didn't.
Oh man. Yeah. So Omelette. Oh gosh. He was a cool guy, okay? But he had a bad habit.
Oh, no.
So his habit was that he liked to hang out in the rafters. of the barn.
Okay.
Well, it's not such a good thing, especially when
it's nighttime.
He considers sometimes when he looks at people that they might be a plastic bottle. Because that's what happened to my dad.
The bird whisper.
So daddy was going to feed. And so he had just walked into the gate and he was going out there to feed everybody. And it was one afternoon. I haven't made it home quite yet. And he walked into the barn. And when he did, Omelet was up on the rafter and he didn't see Omelet up there. He's in there doing his chores, minding his business, humming or whatever. And he turns around with the feed bucket and he starts walking by the horse stall. And just as he starts to make it to the middle part of the barn, here comes Omelet off the top of the rafter. And instead of landing on daddy's shoulder, which, first of all, is going to surprise him and shock him.
It would anybody.
And then second of all, he missed and he hit daddy in the forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
And when he did, all daddy could say as soon as I got home was omelet. Omelet.
Oh, man. Now, did it cut his forehead?
It made a little scratch, yeah. It wasn't terrible, but I did make sure he was okay, but...
No stitches.
No stitches, but it was a scratch on his forehead. It certainly made an impression on him. And it changed Omelet's habits. Omelet didn't do that quite as much anymore.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so... Things on the farm changed. So sometimes when you're out and you're on a trip, or maybe you're just going to visit a friend out at a farm, things just get a little creepy. You hear those screams in the night, or maybe a horse galloping along. These are all things we can learn that sometimes things aren't always what they seem. Sometimes they are, but... Sometimes they're not. And most of the time, they're probably not. We have a way of building things up in our minds and sometimes making things out to be a certain way when they're not that at all. I think that's a good lesson to take away, is to remember that, you know, sometimes it's good to step back and go, okay, is that really what I think it is? Maybe you pull a buddy in there. It's like, hey, did you really hear that? Is that really what I'm thinking that is? But reach out, you know, when those kinds of things happen. And remember that you're not alone. Even in the dark night or when things get a little wild, you're not alone. And reach out. There's going to be somebody there to help you out. We love you guys very much. I want you to remember that you are stronger than you think. Don't give up. And if you feel overwhelmed and you can't do it on your own, reach out to a caring friend, a pastor, or counselor. And if you feel like you've reached rock bottom, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline has caring people available 24/7, and they can be reached by dialing or texting 988.
Stay true to yourself, embrace the power of kindness, and know that you matter. Till next time, friends.